This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're growing up in Anchorage. Many people who move to Alaska end up never leaving, but what about the people who grow up here and then move away? Jana Nelson came to Anchorage in 1948, when she was just 6 years old.
For some years, I've been just toying with the idea of growing up in Anchorage as Anchorage was growing up.
Nelson left Alaska in the mid-80s to move to Oregon, but a few years ago she returned to Anchorage for a wedding and couldn't believe what she saw.
It was one of those really cloudy summers in Anchorage, and you couldn't see the mountains, you couldn't see the inlet, and if my daughter hadn't been driving us around, I wouldn't have known where I was. I mean, it was so grown up.
So when Nelson returned to Oregon, she decided to create a website dedicated to the city she remembered. She titled it growingupanchorage.com.
It started out for me as an eye project. I wanted to do this, you know, for my grandchildren, for me, for my children.
But it didn't take long before Nelson's childhood friends found out about the site and were offering to tell their early Anchorage stories, too. She says she has about a dozen contributors now. Most of them are like Nelson, living in different states today, but still having that strong connection to Anchorage.
It was just a magical time, you know, especially the pre-statehood years. It was the frontier. We were all in it together. We had this sense of community and extended family, and we loved it. And I miss it terribly.
And there is a lot to miss about this place.
Let's see, in this order, mountains, Northern Lights, and King Crab. Daddy, working for BLM years and years ago, he and the neighbor, Gus, would fly down to Homer on business, and then they'd get a King Crab off the dock and bring it home, and I'd come home from school, and there'd be a King Crab thrashing around in the bathtub.
The stories for Nelson's website are often playful ones like that, but there's tragedy and drama as well. She recalls a story from one of her riders whose father would land a small bush plane right on the Turnagain Arm Inlet to pick up his children after a day of fishing. But one day, after dealing with a broken tailwheel, the pilot was scrambling to get back to his children in time.
When he came back, the tide was coming in, and they just almost didn't get off the ground as the tide was flapping at the tires on the airplane.
The stories often speak of an Anchorage that most people would have a hard time imagining today, but Nelson and her fellow writers look forward to sharing them all with their readers, no matter where they live.
I think more than anything, it just reflects the way that life was then, which is so different than now. It was a really special place and a special time.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.